Let's read together Psalms 141 and 142. Both of these psalms are psalms of David, as we can see from the titles. In Psalm 141, David prays that he may be kept from the ways of the wicked. And in Psalm 142, David looks to the Lord as his only hope for deliverance. Let's begin by reading Psalm 141. Lord, I cry out to you. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff. And they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely. Let's begin our study of Psalm 141 with some background notes. We see in verses 1 and 2 of this psalm that David likens his prayer to the offering of incense at the time of the evening sacrifice at the tabernacle. Verses 1 and 2, once again, Lord, I cry out to you, make haste to me, give ear to my voice when I cry out to you, let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. In fact, David may have prayed this prayer at the hour of the evening burnt offering, which would have been about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We too should think of our prayers and praises to the Lord as sacrifices of worship to the Lord. I'm reading Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Also in Revelation chapter 8, in John's vision, there is a close connection between the offering of incense and prayer. Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. Let's move now to our doctrinal point for Psalm 141. Request for reproof is evidence of godliness. Request for reproof is evidence of godliness. In this psalm, David makes an unusual prayer request. I say unusual because this request is rare in David's psalms, and most likely, we've never made this request in our prayers to the Lord. Well, what is this unusual request? Is it the request for protection from the wicked that we have in verses 8 and 9? But my eyes are upon you, O God the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Is this the unusual request that David makes? No. We've seen in the Psalms that David often prayed for the Lord's protection from the wicked and their traps and snares. So this is not David's unusual request. Is David's unusual request that the wicked would reap what they had sown that we have at the end of verse 5 and verses 6 and 7? For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff or rock. And they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. The implication of this prayer request seems to be that the wicked would die a violent death and not receive a proper burial. And verse 10, let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely. Is this David's unusual request? No. We've seen imprecation or a call for God's judgment on the enemy in David's Psalms before, even in the previous 140th Psalm. So this is not David's unusual request here in Psalm 141. Well, is David's unusual request in verses 3 and 4, where he prays that God would keep him from saying the wrong thing and doing the wrong thing? Verses 3 and 4, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Eating their delicacies would mean having fellowship with the wicked. So is this David's unusual request? No, it really isn't. David often prayed that God would keep him from saying the wrong thing and doing the wrong thing. Remember David's prayer in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So this was not David's unusual request. And we pray in the Lord's Prayer, lead me not into temptation. That is, may I not be led into temptation. So this is not that unusual a request, and it is not the unusual prayer request that David makes in Psalm 141. But now look at verse 5. Let the righteous strike me. It shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. Now that is an unusual prayer request. David prays that other believers more righteous than he would rebuke him and reprove him, and that he would not refuse this anointing, even though it would not be pleasant. Now, have we ever prayed that prayer? We've prayed it for others, but what about for ourselves? It's very hard to take reproof from other believers, but the godly do. Request for reproof is evidence of godliness. And now, our practical application for Psalm 141. Shut the barn door before the horse escapes. Shut the barn door before the horse escapes. Now, this would be a loose paraphrased application of verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. The barn door, in this case, is our mouth, and the horse is our words. How often we've wished that we could take back the words that we spoke. Harsh words, foolish words, dumb statements. But once the words are out of your mouth, you cannot get them back. So what's the simple solution here? Keep the door closed and pray the prayer of Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Shut the barn door before the horse escapes. Let's continue reading Psalm 142. Psalm 142, beginning with verse 1. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path in the way in which I walk. They have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Tend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Let's consider a couple of background notes for Psalm 142. We see from the title of this psalm that it is a maskil, or contemplation, of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. Moscow, remember, means a contemplative or teaching poem. What cave is in view here? Most likely one of the caves where David and his men hid when he was escaping from King Saul. Maybe the cave of Adullam, 1 Samuel chapter 22. Or maybe the cave at En-Gedi, 1 Samuel chapter 24. Remember, we had this same occasion for Psalm 57, where we read a mikdam of David when he fled from Saul in the cave, from the title of Psalm 57. Now, the prison here that David speaks of in verse 7 is not a literal jail where David was in prison, but rather the restriction and confinement that David was experiencing in his flight from King Saul. Now that brings us to our doctrinal point for Psalm 142. Help from heaven is available for the godly. Help from heaven is available for the godly. In this individual lament psalm, David cries out in desperation to the Lord for help. Now I think we would too if we were trapped in a cave with overwhelming odds against us. No wonder David felt overwhelmed, as we see in verse 3. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path in the way in which I walk. They have secretly set a snare for me. When David looked for human help, there was no one at his right hand to give help, as we see in verse 4. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. But David knew where to turn. He looked up to the Lord in heaven and poured out his heart before the Lord, including his complaints. Verse 2, I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. We too should lay it all out before the Lord when we have troubles and problems, including our complaints. We should acknowledge our weakness and need of help because help from heaven is available for the godly. Now, we know that David found help from the Lord and deliverance from the cave where he was trapped. And so will we if we put the Lord first. The Lord will show us what direction to go and what decisions to make in the midst of our troubles. It may be tough going, but help from heaven is available for the godly. And now for practical application from Psalm 142. When you are down, look up. When you are down, look up. When David looked to his side, he found no human help. Verse 4, look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. But when David looked up, he found comfort and guidance. And we will too. Problems and troubles will not necessarily disappear, but the Lord will give us direction and help in decision-making and encouragement and confidence and the comfort of his presence. Remember Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. So when you are down, look up.